Novo Nordisk CUBT-251 shows breakthrough potential in weight loss drug race. Novo Nordisk has announced promising phase 2 trial results for its experimental weight loss drug UBT-251, potentially positioning it as the company's most effective therapy yet. UBT-251, a triple agonist that targets GLP-1, GIP, and glucagon receptors, led participants to lose up to 19.7% of their body weight in 24 weeks, significantly faster than current market drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy. Conducted in China with 205 overweight or obese adults, average BMI 33.1, the trial showed that all dosage groups outperformed placebo, which resulted in only 2% weight loss. Side effects were primarily gastrointestinal and decreased over time, mirroring the safety profile of other GLP-1 drugs. The drug's rapid results suggest its weight loss potential has not yet peaked, as similar therapies typically reach their maximum effect after a year. UBT-251 could rival Eli Lilly's triple agonist retatrutide, which has achieved up to 28% weight loss in late-stage trials, the current benchmark in obesity treatments. These findings arrive at a critical moment for Novo Nordisk, following disappointing results for its other experimental drug CagriSema, which underperformed against Lilly's tirzepatide in long-term trials. The company has faced recent setbacks, including stock declines, hiring freezes, and executive departures. With UBT-251 advancing to further phase 2 trials, and a planned phase 3 by its development partner, United Laboratories International Holdings Limited, the drug represents a potential lifeline for Novo Nordisk to regain leadership in the competitive obesity drug market. Increased competition is expected to benefit patients through greater treatment options and, eventually, lower costs. The generics of current leading drugs like semaglutide will not reach the US until 2030.